Homes.com has collaboration tools to help home shoppers search, share, and discuss home shopping with family, friends, and their agent directly through the site. Though it was fun to get that email from your husband about that three-bedroom in the hills, to which you replied via text that you would never live in the hills and you'd like to find a three-bedroom closer to the beach, to which he replied, "Why are you so uncompromising?" A fun way to spend an afternoon, but we think it's just a tad bit easier our way. Homes.com.
Bing dong.
We've done your homework.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, "That sounds fun," to, "In this weather, what if my asthma acts up?" I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Remember when I told you about this?
5 years ago, our family left medical insurance.
You've heard me share extensively about how much our family loves Samaritan Ministries. Now they have launched an additional sharing option called Redeem Health Share Ministry.
What's cool about Redeem is that it has an exclusive add-on that can share for things like dental, mental health, vision, preventative care, gym memberships, and other things to improve your health. It is everything we love about Samaritan, just with more program options to fit our family's health care needs.
Do any of you sit around and have the flashlight come on your smartphone and wonder how come it's called a smartphone when you didn't ask the flashlight to come on? That's just one of my musings that go across my desk every day. Some are calling this the Schumer shutdown, but it isn't. This is a shakedown. Schumer, whose name sounds like something you don't want to step in, speaking on MSNBC, stated that the idea that Democrats shut down the government to give illegal aliens health care is a total, absolute, effing lie. Well, you haven't been paying attention there, Schumer, because California Democrat Ro Khanna stated on Mornings with Maria that the amount of money that's actually going towards people who are undocumented, it's such a small portion of Medicaid cuts or the Affordable Care Act. So one of you's lying, right? Which one is it? Now, according to Majority Leader and Bernie Bro survivor Steve Scalise, he says it's $200 billion for 1.4 million illegal aliens. Now, unfortunately, $200 billion is not a lot of money for these ruthless, money-laundering, lawfare-exploiting, tax-robbing politicians to spend on non-American citizens. But you and I think it's a lot of money. And the Democrats think it's not a lot of money when you compare it to the $1.5 trillion that they want to spend, which that is true. This is the reason they have shut down the government. They're trying to reclaim finances for their pet projects, like storing 2.3 million ineligible recipients to Medicaid, funding NPR and PBS. I mean, I know some of you miss PBS, right? I know I do. Wait a minute, I don't even listen to it. I don't even have TV. Forget that. Now, the narrative that Republicans want to end health care for millions of Americans is false. This has nothing to do with anybody who's an American citizen. These are all ineligible recipients to receive health care on your dime. And this is why Trump calls them the radical left lunatics. This is a $1.5 trillion wish list that they want, and they want to tack it onto a four-week funding bill while they take vacations continuing to receive their paycheck. Putting Democrats in charge of taxpayer dollars is like plucking a bunch of people off the streets of Portland, dropping them in Afghanistan, and saying, "Guard these poppy fields." What do they think those guys are going to do? Well, they're going to be setting up their labs and, you know, straight lining. They're going to enjoy, they're going to have a big time. Democrats have become the spend and tax party. They squeal and gorge themselves, and they keep wanting more. Then you have Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem stated that the cuts to wasteful health care spending are immoral. Which, coming from Hakeem, that's laughable. It's surprising that Mr. Jeffries knows the word. This is a guy who supports killing babies, who supports same-sexes to marry, who supports allowing perverted dress-wearing men to enter ladies' locker rooms and participate in women's sports, and who supports maiming children in sex change operations. And he's saying trying to not spend money where it shouldn't be spent is immoral. He has drifted way out there now. And he shouldn't be giving any sort of sermon on morality or ethics. He can pronounce it, but he doesn't know what it means. So, do you think Hakeem Jeffries and up Chuck Schumer have looked into a box that they see filled with taxpayer money? Do you think AOC looks into that box? Democrats in the Senate are responsible for Schumer shutdown, the shakedown rather, by not passing the continuing resolution on a Biden-era budget, which would have allowed the government to remain open while they sort out differences. And there's going to be some federal workers that don't receive paychecks until this is resolved, and yet all members of Congress continue to receive their paychecks because they passed a law to make sure that they get paid because, you know, they're so important. We can't live without them. Mike Johnson sent out a memo titled Debunking the Democrats' Shutdown Delusion. He states the government funding is being held hostage by Democrats who want an extension of COVID-19 pandemic era Obamacare subsidies. You realize that the Biden administration ended the emergency declaration concerning that whole COVID-19 pandemic, May 11th, 2023. You get that, right? They want $500 million in taxpayer funding to prop up liberal news outlets, as they call them. I just call them leftist, wastes. They want a $50 billion cut in investments for improving rural health care. And they want to restore billions in funding for DEI and climate projects in foreign countries. Sure. I'm sure you're concerned about what's going on all over the world, right? What do you think? This particular disruption is entirely avoidable. The Democrats alone, they're the ones to blame for using federal workers as pawns. And the congressman points to the fact that the current proposed CR is the same short-term funding extension that virtually all Democrats voted to pass 13 times during the Biden administration. He also said that by voting to block the CR, they are on record for blocking a program allowing low-income and Medicare patients to be treated at home rather than in a hospital. He also states, Democrats say they will not write a blank check to Trump's administration, and that's a blatant Democrat lie, because the continuing resolution is short-term. And this isn't about more money. It's about authority to use and spend that money. That money's sitting there. They don't have to write a check for nothing. Now, they do want you to write a check for $1.5 trillion, though. Senator John Kennedy got out there and he said they were wanting $4.2 million for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex people in the Western Balkans and Uganda. $3.6 million for pastry cooking classes and dance focus groups for male prostitutes in Haiti. $6 million for media organizations for the Palestinians. $3 million for circumcisions and vasectomies in Zambia. I had not heard about the vasectomy and circumcision crisis going on in Zambia. I don't know why I hadn't heard about that. These things that they want to spend your money on are, at their very best, dimwitted. But it's, you know, I guess that this is on automatic pilot, because normally I guess this money would have gone on to USAID, and then that money would have gone to the NGOs, and then, you know, then they would have sent some money, because I wouldn't you think that the going rate for a circumcision or a vasectomy in Zambia is a little different due to the exchange rate than it is here? And then this would have shown up with some of these politicians. That's why they want it. But this is not the Schumer shutdown. This is the Schumer shakedown. Do you want to know how republics fall? I'll remind you. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. Bing dong. We've done your homework.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.